The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus left Jericho with his disciples and a large crowd, Bartimaeus, that is the son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting at the side of the road. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout and to say, "Son of David, Jesus, have pity on me." And many of them scolded him and told him to be quiet. But he only shouted all the louder, "Son of David, have pity on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him here." So they called the blind man. "Courage," they said, "get up, he is calling you." So throwing off his cloak, he jumped up and went to Jesus. Then Jesus spoke, "What do you want me to do for you?" "Rabboni," the blind man said to him, "Master, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has saved you." And immediately his sight returned, and he followed him along the road. The Gospel of the Lord. What do you want me to do for you? This is the question Jesus puts to Bartimaeus, the blind beggar. And the question is crucial and reveals to us something quite important about Jesus. It's not so much that he works miracles, which is important and serves an important purpose. But what is especially instructive for us in this miracle story is that our Lord first asks what Bartimaeus wants him to do for him. Bartimaeus asked Jesus if he might see again. Jesus doesn't impose the miracle on him. He has to ask for it. It is his decision, his own free choice. He has to desire it. He has to want it. The Lord does not force it on him. The Lord respects his autonomy. And so, desiring it, the blindness leaves Bartimaeus. And Bartimaeus implies that he once did have sight, but had become blind during the course of his life. But this gospel story is more than the restoration of physical sight. It operates on a deeper level than that. His blindness is linked to his faith. For Jesus said to Bartimaeus that his faith had saved him. On a deeper level, this story then can also be understood as the loss of faith, of spiritual blindness, and the restoration of faith and sight and seeing with a new vision. It is so easy to become distracted and attracted to things in this world that promise so much but fail to deliver. Our deepest longings and desires cannot find fulfillment in any material or created thing. We can become so immersed in them that we lose sight of this fact. Saint Augustine, who's a great Latin father of the church, captures this human experience well when he said in his Confessions, "You made us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you." Our faith tells us that it is only the Lord who can satisfy these deeper needs and longings of our restless hearts, that can give us peace. It is the peace that only the Lord can give us, which he offers us. In the Mass, we will hear the words and we will pray, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you." It is faith in Jesus that restores sight to Bartimaeus and lifts the veil of his blindness. And Bartimaeus' response is to follow him on the road. Now, more literal translation says that Bartimaeus followed Jesus along the way. The way is to be understood as the way of Christ, to follow the path of Christ. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." When he healed Bartimaeus, Jesus was on the way to Jerusalem, where he was to suffer his passion and die on the cross. The path of the follower of Jesus is not an easy path and may well lead to the path of suffering. But that wasn't the end of the road, for the end of the road led to the resurrection, to new life. And it is on this that our faith rests.